The following program contains moments of exceptional sophistry. Be warned and be cool.
They thought it couldn't happen here. Da, 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 da. They knew it couldn't happen here. They were so sure it couldn't happen here.
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
I don't do publicity balling for you anymore.
I'm
Does that stand for Emerson, Lake, and Osborne? I don't think so. I being Mike Gold, this being Weird Sounds Inside the Gold Mine, and we opened with something you may have heard last week, because that's when they played their highly edited and quite amusing concert footage from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremonies, and they opened quite appropriately with a tribute to the late Chuck Berry, once again referring to him as the father of rock and roll, and Chuck raised himself up from the grave and said, I want a paternity test. Jeff Lynne and Jeff Lynne's ELO, as opposed to the real ELO. We won't get into that now. We're just starting the show. Tonight, we've got new tracks from Cheap Trick and from Blondie, a very unusual track from a very good album, but we'll get to that later. And let's see, we've got just a lot of stuff you haven't heard on this program before, and I'll bet you a lot of stuff you haven't heard in any program before. Stuff from Brinsley Schwartz and Dada and Peggy Scott Adams, and oh yeah, we even pulled up a track that's in the new Guardians of the Galaxy movie. You'll hear why anon. Oh yes, and we've got a two-set tribute to Sex. Sex doesn't get enough tributes. It's because we're all shy and unassuming. But make sure you paid attention to that disclaimer at the beginning of the show. I don't want to say these sets are like dirty or filthy or anything like that, but the Get-Alives might have a problem. The Get-Alives do have a problem. I told you about Cheap Trick about an hour and a half ago. Brand new track, single from their new album, comes out next month. Guess what? No, it's a different group. We're going to start with that very track right now on the Donut Shop's greatest and most prolific pop culture channel, GetThePointRadio.com.
Do I look like I should? Get me all Some people, they were dancing, and some were clapping hands, and some others were just lying close, making sweet romance. But the hour was growing later, and the party had sure been fun. And when Frankie said, come on, let's break it up, everybody spoke out in one. Play that fast thing one more time. Show 110 behind them. Oh, 44 more to go. And now the people had gone crazy. They're bopping up and down the aisle. And the memory of their faces, how it made them four smile. But somebody said, oh, come on now, let's make it to the hotel room. Too soon. Play that fast thing one more time. Oh yeah, does something to me to make me survive.
President George, I'm going to Disneyland. I just got cuffed again. I'm going to Disneyland. Yeah. Shot my gun into the night. I'm going to Disneyland. Oh. I just saw a good man die. I'm going to Disneyland.
City. And I have a little message for you. And I want to tell every woman and every man tonight that's ever needed someone to love, that's ever had somebody to love, that's ever had somebody to understand, that's ever had someone that needs your love all the time. Someone that's with them when they're up, somebody that's with them when they're down. If you had yourself somebody like this, you better hold on to them. 'Cause let me tell you something. Sometimes you get what you want, and you lose what you have. And there's a song I sing, and I believe if everybody was to sing this song, you'd save the whole world. Listen to me.
Solomon Burke with a proclamation that I think everybody above the age of about 17 figured out. Everybody needs somebody to love. Warren Zevon was telling us all about Monkey Wash and Donkey Rinse. And yeah, I was thinking about Warren because I was thinking about what David Letterman said on the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Awards. And yeah, where's Warren? He should be there. Damn. Before him, Dada, which isn't a nonsense noise. It's an art movement from about 100 and some years ago. It meant nothing. I mean, nothing. That's what Dada means, nothing. And the song was Diz, D-I-Z-Z, Knee, K-N-E-E, Land, Disneyland. Get it? For Dada, we had Brinsley Schwartz. Play That Fast Thing. Now, you probably thought that was a Nick Lowe song, and you are right. Brinsley Schwartz was Nick Lowe's band before Nick Lowe went off on his own and took that song with him. We'll open the set, as promised, with Cheap Trick, brand new single from their forthcoming album. Ironically, the single is called Long Time Coming. Ironically, their last album came out, I think, less than a year ago, which is pretty damn good. Do you have a hankering for some harmonica? Yeah, we all do. We all do. And we're going to start fulfilling that in 21 seconds.
Mike, go!
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Get the point.
Thank you.
a soul full of blues, and there ain't nothing else in there. I'm the harmonica girl. Well, I'm the harmonica girl. I'm the harmonica girl. Hey, man, you gotta let me through. Yeah, let me through. When there's anything to declare, I'm the harmonica girl. Hey, I'm the harmonica girl. I'm the harmonica girl. Hey, man, you got to let me through. Yeah, let me we'll be right back. the hand of God, and I will live out my days in the land of Nod. Will I spill my brother's blood in the eyes of God to see? Now we're fugitive and a wanderer, I'll be. Well, God came, Adam's sons said to me, your finest bang, and receive a seat in heaven for the finest offering. Cain did all of it he could, still Abel had the best, he said, deal with other humans, work for what you get. Hey, brought him down, and the crack of the devil's whip did sound. And the crack of the devil's whip did sound. Said, I do not see your kin. Cain said, oh, my brother's keeper, and you did not let me in. God said, I can hear your brother's blood crying from the ground, and the crack of the devil's whip did sound. And now I bear the mark of Cain, and I feel the hand of my days in the land of none, and nobody compares to the burden I bear. And now a fugitive in a wanderer I'll be. Oh Lord, oh, will I fugitive in a wanderer I'll be. Oh, a fugitive in a wanderer I'll be.
That's nice. The Tom Tom Club. Dark sneak love action. Rachel Davis gave us the Mark of Cain. Some of us earned it. Papa John Creech preceded with his violin, Papa John's Down Home Blues. Paula Rangel, she was our harmonica girl, and we opened with just about the greatest of them all, Little Walter Crazy Legs. If you went to the movie theater yesterday or the day before or today, you might have seen Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. We all saw it. We all, meaning me and Adrian Nash and Joe Carallo from Comic Mix, and we enjoyed it. It was exactly what it was supposed to be. It was great fun. It was very funny. It was pretty damn violent, but it's a Marvel movie. What do you want? That's what it's all about. But they totally blew me away. And I mean, I sucked up all the oxygen in the theater when they played, as part of their, 1980s soundtrack, the tune that we are about to open our next set with from Alyota Haynes Jeremiah. God, I love this song. It is absolutely perfect for what it's describing, and you're going to find out by yourself in 24 seconds.
Mike, go! Bum, 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 bum,
bum, bum, bum, bum, bum, bum, bum, bum, bum, bum, bum, bum, bum. Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Oh, get the point, radio.
Lakeshore Drive, the road is called, and it'll take you up or down. From rats on up to riches, 15 minutes you can fly. Pretty blue lights along the way help you ride on by. And the blue lights shining with a heavenly grace help you ride on by. Anywhere I found, running south on Lakeshore Drive, getting into town, just slipping on by on LSD, fighting that trouble bound. And it starts up north from Hollywood, water on the driving side, concrete mountains wearing. Throwing shadows just about five. Sometimes you can smell the green if your mind is feeling fine. There ain't no finer place to be than running Lakeshore Drive. And there's no peace of mind the place you see riding on Lakeshore Drive. And there ain't no road just like it anywhere I found, running south on Lakeshore Drive, getting into town, just slipping on by on LSD, riding that trouble bound. This Friday night and you're looking clean, too early to start the round. 10-minute ride from the Gold Coast back makes you show your pleasure bound. And it's 4 o'clock in the morning and all the people have gone away. Just you and your mind at Lakeshore Drive, and tomorrow is another day. And the sun shines fine in the morning time, tomorrow is another day. Like it anywhere I found, running south on Lakeshore Drive, getting into town, just sneaking on my own LSD, fighting that trouble bound.
can't describe what I felt inside when I found out the man I loved loved another guy. We were at a party, oh, to have a little fun. But when I walked outside, I couldn't believe my eyes. He was in Bill's arms, breathing hard and French kissing. I was ready for Mary, Susan, Helen, and Jane. When all the time it was Bill that was. Oh, I tell you, it never crossed my mind. Bill was a friend, and he was God uncle to my only son. Now it looks like Uncle Billy wants to be his stepmom. See, I was running for me.
Got me feeling down in the dumps. gas station of love, and I have to use the self-service pumps. Oh, so, honey, let me help you with that suitcase. You ain't gonna break my heart in two, 'cause I'd rather get a 100,000 paper cuts on my face than spend one more minute with you. I'd rather rip out my intestines with a fork than watch you going out with other men. I'd rather slam my fingers in a door again and again and again and again and again. Oh, can't you see what I'm trying to say, darling? I'd rather have my blood sucked out by leeches, shove an ice pick under a toenail or two. I'd rather clean all the bathrooms in Grand Central Station with my tongue than spend one more minute with you. Yes, I'd rather jump naked on a huge pile of thumbtacks or stick my nostrils together with crazy glue. I'd rather dive into a swimming pool filled with double-edged razor blades than spend one more minute with you. I'd rather rip my heart right out of my ribcage with my bare hands and then throw it on the floor and stomp on it till I die than spend one more minute with you.
Trying to make it so I never see your face again. Time to throw this away. Wanna make sure that you never waste my time again. How does it feel? Oh, how does it feel to be you right now, dear? Trying to keep myself away from you, 'cause you're bad, bad news. With you gone, I'm alive, makes me feel like I took happy pills, and time stands still.
Please just was a passage for me. I saw my sweetheart there, stretched out on the long white table, so cold, so gray, so fair. 16 cold black horses hitched up to a rubber-tired hack, and taking 7 gals to the graveyard. Only 6 are coming back. Well, let her go, let her go, God bless her. But wherever she may be, she can look this wide world over, but she'll never find a sweet, loving heart like me. Never find a sweet loving man like me. Like me.
Ricky Lee Jones singing the most covered drugs and sex song ever, St. James Infirmary Blues. Nora James preceded with Happy Pills, Wee! Before that, Mr. Weird Al Yankovic. And that's what it's going to say on his tombstone. I think that's hilarious. One more minute before Al, Peggy Scott Adams, she's singing about Bill. Opened with a really beautiful and very appropriate song by Aliota Haynes Jeremiah, Lakeshore Drive. The greatest asset Chicago has is its lakefront. And every time I go back home, unless the weather is really shit, I first drive along Lakeshore Drive all the way through from the Museum of Science and Industry all the way up to pretty much the Evanston border. It is beautiful. Blew me away when we saw that in the movie. I gotta tell you, that just destroyed me. Okay, I've been threatening a couple of sex sets. You really don't have to go hide the children because, quite frankly, it's no different than the music you heard preceding hour or so. Some great tunes, including a track from Dickie Goodman that, like, nobody's heard, except for Dickie, and he's gone. That's in the second set, though. Let's get to Loudon Wainwright, and we shall do so in 15 seconds.
Mike, go! Ooh, ee, ooh, ha, ha, ting, tang, wah, wah, bing, bang. Ooh, ee, ooh, ha, ha, ting, tang, wah, wah, bing, bang.
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Get the point, radio!
What are you thinking, Loudon? You've got a faraway look in your eyes.
I remember sex. That thing we used to do, where you'd lay down and usually I'd lie on top of you.
Sometimes I'd lie on top of you. We tried that out a bit, but it didn't work as well.
I guess something just didn't fit.
I remember sex. We had it at night, a few times in the morning, or after we would fight.
And on spare
special occasions when we'd had too much to drink. Once in a Morris Minor,
a convertible, I think.
I remember sex. It was such a big deal that we'd worry where it would come from, much more than our next meal.
And we were always hungry. Often we overate. And it was up and down,
and back and forth, and
hurry up and wait. I remember sex, and when we went to bed, sometimes we didn't sleep at all. We just had sex instead.
And having it was heavenly, not getting it, pure hell.
You did it merely well. I remember sex and how it made us feel completely realistic,
yet totally surreal. A thing that we all talked about.
The distant crazy cousin to the scary thing called love. I remember sex. I started on my own when you and I stopped having it. I tried it on the phone.
Sex is just a crutch.
And since we kicked the habit, we don't think about it much.
But I remember sex. It was something that we did.
And we always used to worry that we'd end up with a kid. Then we'd have to get rid of it,
or else we'd have to wed.
These days sex can kill ya, kid, so stay
memories.
I don't want you to work all day. I don't want your money too. I just wanna make love to you. Thank you. want you to bake my bread. I don't want you to make my bed. I don't want you to be true, baby. I just wanna make love to you.
One time I was having sex with a woman. It was our first time having sex. Also turned out to be our last time. But I wasn't. Didn't know that. Anyway, I was going to come soon, so I felt like talking about it. But I didn't know her very well. So it came out weird. I said, "Oh, I'm coming." She's like, "What did you say?" Because I was back there. That's why she had to go like this. What did you say? What was that back there, Chief? What was that? Because I'm always back there. It's a weird thing to brag about. I'm always behind her. Every time. So they don't see me crying. It's weird having sex with a woman from behind because you don't know what's going on the whole time. And I get kind of paranoid. You know, the whole time she might be like...
Yeah.
I was thinking of things that I hate to do. Sex with your parents. Things you do to me that I do to you. Baby, sex with your parents. Something ugly and fatter than Rush Rambo. Something more disgusting than Robert Dole. Something pink climbs out of a hole. There it was. Sex with your parents. I was getting so sick of this right-wing shit. These ugly old men scared of young tit and dick. So I tried to think of something that made me sick. There it was. Sex with your parents. Now these old fucks can ban it all they want. You can't smoke this, you can't snort that, you can't light this, and you can't inhale that. But me, baby, I got statistics. I got statistics and I got stats. These guys been to bed with their parents. Now I know you're all shocked. And have a brew. If you think about it for a minute, you know that it's true. They're ashamed and repelled. They don't know what to do. They've had sex with the parents. When they looked into their lover's eyes, they saw mom. Uh-oh. In the name of family values, we must say who's family. In the name of family values, we must say, hey, Senator. Our senators, you polish a turd. Here in the big city, we got a word for those who would bag our beloved Big Bird, make a mockery of our freedom without even using a condom, without even saying no. We got a name for people like that. It's hey, motherfucker. Sex with your parents. Sex with your parents. Sex with your parents. Sex with your parents. Go for Nana. Sex with your parents.
Thank you.
walking, follow me down the twisted stair. Stuck inside a memory, shot and shot again. Hands upon a railing, cold and thin and thin. We sit, 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 sit.
Forget, it was the Supreme Court of the United States of America, the highest court in the land, that made the phrase prurient interest the standard of obscenity. Loudon Wainwright started the whole thing off. That was Loudon Wainwright III, not to be confused with the other members of his happy family. Loudon remembers sex. It's memorable. Becky Barksdale followed up with I Just Want to Make Love to You, the blues standard. Louis C.K. told us all about the first and last time having sex with one person. Lou Reed explained to us the secret origin of the Republican Party. Sex with your parents. That was live because it'd really be gross if it wasn't. And Patti Smith brought up the temporary stop with Godspeed. Liz Phair's gonna pick it up right where we left off, and she shall do so in 15.
Mike, go!
Blah, 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 blah.
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Get the point.
Sexy, but it just feels right. Not too dirty and it's not too tight. Why I never threw it out, I'll never know exactly why. Keep it in the drawer beside my bed. It's faded pink now, but it used to be red. Starting to fray at the seams, but I know that you'll still love me. Like you did, like before.
Like we will, like we will be doing it once more. Oh, baby, know what you like. You're like my favorite.
I thought this program for a special report on safe sex. With me is President Reagan. And Mr. President, why are you here? And how did you find out about this important crisis? And just who do you think started the rumor?
Oh, Casanova.
Mr. President, safe sex is not a rumor. Tell us exactly, what have you been doing about this crisis?
When I'm alone in my room, sometimes I stare at the wall.
And why are you doing this?
I'm doing it all for my baby.
Joining me is the First Lady. And Mrs. Reagan, how do you feel about what the President just said? With me now is the Surgeon General. A doctor, since no sex is the safest, what should we do instead? And in your opinion, when is the best time for this?
When smoking sins.
Doctor, can you tell us who first discovered no sex?
Gary.
And doctor, before no sex was discovered, what did we have?
Didn't we almost have it all?
We're going out on the street now. Excuse me, sir. What is your opinion of no sex?
It's all right.
And you, over there, what is your opinion?
It's all right.
And you, running by.
I just can't stop.
Back to you, doctor. One last question. Doctor, what is the one word for unsafe sex? Does anybody have anything else to say? No? Well, I guess this record is over.
Get the feel of this.
I was just 34 years old and I was still wandering in a haze. I was wondering why everyone I met seemed like they were lost in a maze. I don't know why I thought I should have some kind of divine ride to the blues. Sympathy, not tears, people need when they're the front page sad news. The incense burned away, the stench began to rise. And lovers now estranged, avoided catching each other's eyes. The girls who lost their children cursed the men who fit the coil. And men not fit for marriage took their refuge in the oil. Respects the flame quite like the fool who's badly burned. From all this you'd imagine that there must be something learned. Slit skirt, Jeannie never wears no slit skirt. I don't ever wear no ripped shirt. Can't pretend that growing older never hurts. We have to be so drunk to try a new dance. We're so afraid of any new romance. Slit skirt, Jeannie isn't wearing those slit skirt, she wouldn't dare in those slit skirt, wouldn't be seen dead in those slit skirt. Romance, romance, why are we thinking of romance? Why can't we drink? Let me tell you some more about myself. You know I'm sitting at home right now. The big events of the day are past, and the late TV shows have come around. I'm number one in the home team, but I still feel unfulfilled. A silent voice in a broken heart complaining that I'm unskilled. And I know that when she thinks of me, she thinks of me as him. And unlike me, she don't work off her frustrations in the gym. Recriminations fester, and the past can never change. A woman's expectations run from both ends of the range. Once she woke with ultimate lover his face between her legs. Now he's cool and stifled, and it's she who has to beg. Slit skirt, Jeannie doesn't wear those slit skirt. I don't ever wear those ripped shirt. Can't pretend that growing older never hurts. Knee pants, Jeannie doesn't wear those knee pants. Have to be so drunk to try a new dance. We're so afraid of every new romance. Slit skirt, slit skirt. Wondering why everyone I meet seems like they were lost in a maze. Why Don't We Do It in the Road? And this was over, well, almost 50 years ago. They still had a lot of cobblestone streets in London, and a few in New York and other cities. But the Beatles were in London. So I guess the answer to the question, why don't we do it in the road, was cobblestones. Before the Beatles, Pete Townsend, Slit Skirts, that was live. Mr. Dickie Goodman gave us the Safe Sex Report. He was the man who did, in the mid-50s, Flying Saucer, and later on he did the Touchables and some Batman stuff. Really clever work, and if you're old enough to remember hearing Flying Saucer on the radio, then you might not have been screwed by the Congress this past week. James preceded Dickie with Laid. If you just tuned in, no, that didn't make sense. It's okay. Liz Phair opened up the set with Favorite, and that's all we have to say about sex this week. Tune in next week. We now have a little bit of time for the big babble. The United States Congress finally gave us their idea of a great replacement for Obamacare, something much, much better. It'll throw between 20 and 30 million people off the insurance rolls. If you are between 50 and 64 years old, your insurance can go up 500%. Pre-existing conditions, pregnancy care, that's a state-by-state basis. If you live in a red state and you're sick or pregnant, get out. That's all there is to it. They'll lose congressmen, and they deserve it. In other words,
Ladies and gentlemen, President Trump and the Speaker of the House, Mr. Ryan, and their little toadies fucked us all. Now it goes to the Senate. Let's see if it survives there. Better and cheaper, the orange man said. It'll be the best in the world, the orange man said. The orange man lied through his teeth. That bastard turned out to be a lot worse than I thought he was going to be, and my expectations were not high at all. Voters, he didn't fulfill his promise. He stabbed us all in the back. Your mileage may vary, unless you don't get sick. Tweet me at Mike Gold. We shall return next week, same batshit time, same batshit station, and on demand. This is Mike Gold. This is Weird Sounds Inside the Gold Mind. As always, right here on GetThePointRadio.com. Blondie's got a new album. There's like this 12-minute track at the end. It's unbelievable, and guess what? You're about to hear it. Take us home, Debbie.
Create more time. You just make it. If you want a new life, just take it. And if you want to change the world, sure someone's listening, listening. And if you wanna break my heart, then stay right here. Yeah, don't go anywhere. Do you love me now? 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 Everything comes in pieces. Do you love me yet? Fucking prove it. Try to ask yourself, are you really different? We'll
I'm swept along with a million pieces more of myself. I once learned to lose it, though it never helped me forget.
This has been an arrogant MGMS production, which is solely irresponsible for its content.
You bet my sweet ass.
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Get the-